Speaking during a media briefing on Tuesday, Police Minister Bheki Cele reiterated the laws around lockdown level 1, making special mention of the times the sale of alcohol is permitted, also mentioning that 310,494 people have been arrested for breaking the Disaster Management Act under the national lockdown.
As a South African Police Service, we remain resolute in meeting our constitutional mandate, which is to maintain law and order whilst ensuring adherence to the Disaster Management Act. South Africa may be on the lowest alert level of the national lockdown, but law enforcement, on the other hand, will remain on the high alert. Let me take this opportunity to thank the millions of South Africans who have heeded the call to stay safe and continue to wear their face mask, wash their hands, and maintain social distance. Police will continue to enforce the curfew, which starts the midnight until 4 a.m. The sale of liquor is permitted from 9 a.m. to 17 hours during the week. No alcohol can be sold for off-site consumption over the weekend or during public holiday. Alcohol can be sold and consumed at licensed premises only, but not before 9 and not after midnight. Equally, alcohol cannot be sold as takeaways. It must be consumed on the premise where it was bought.
Expressing his shock by the blatant disregard of lockdown rules by some liquor outlets, he said the following.
I want to express my shock and disgust about the blatant disregard of the health of our people by some liquor outlets owners. I'm talking about the business that choose to flout the rules in the name of profit. This past weekend, I joined the operations checking on the compliance in the Ekurhuleni in the Gauteng province. During the multidisciplinary operations between SAPS, SANDF and provincial traffic law enforcement, we came across several shebeens and taverns operating way past the stipulated 10 p.m. curfew under level 2. Some restaurants and eateries are also flouting the rules, putting their customers at risk of infections. I want to remind all the business owners who insist on flouting the rules, the long arm of the law will catch up with you and you will also lose your operating license.
Speaking to the current state of gender-based violence and femicide, Cele said the following with regards to the identification of 30 GBV and femicide hotspots in the country.
If we all play our parts, the country will certainly combat the coronavirus pandemic. Sadly, the same cannot be said for the second pandemic that is a crisis level in the country. Gender-based violence is a societal evil that must be contained at all costs. Following the Honorable President Cyril Ramaphosa's pronouncement around GBV and F still rife under lockdown, the work of the Interministerial Committee on the GBV continues. As a member of this IMC, I have addressed this topic several times, highlighting the work we are doing as the SAPS to combat this scourge. I have also spoken at length of measures we as the police are putting in place to professionalize the service rendered to the victims of GBVF. In our effort to drill down the community and district level in our response to GBVF, government has pinned down 30 GBVF hotspots. The list was compiled based on 9 key variables, including number of cases reported to the SAPS during the 2019-2020 financial year.
As a part of the efforts by the Interministerial Committee on GBV, the following plans have been put in place. Victim-friendly rooms at all police stations, access to DNA collection kits, permanent desks dedicated to GBV and femicide, the continuous training of police officers, addressing of GBV and femicide backlog, and the relooking at cold cases. For Multimedia Live, I'm Amina Dekker-Asmar.